Wait, what are we doing?
If you guys just saw. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back. Blake and Madison here.
Yo.
If you guys saw what just happened and you knew we were both gay, you would be like, oh, those two are fucking. Those two are fucking for sure.
Wait, what just happened?
Exactly. That's how we think. What just happened? Nothing happened.
Dude, what the fuck happened?
But what happened was, if you saw Maddie and I from across the bar and I had a piece of glitter on my mouth. And this bitch comes over, she's like, girl, you have a piece of glitter on your upper lip. And I'm like, oh, can you get it off? And she took it off. And I was like, thanks, bro.
Dude, I'm dead.
End of story.
I'm never touching you again.
End of MF story, okay? Listen, is it possible for two girls that like girls to be friends? Is it? Solely friends, never fuck, best friends.
Yeah.
Because we are.
Yeah.
So people, I mean, what's the classic line when you tell your parents you're gay and your only gay friend, they think you guys are fucking? Am I wrong?
No, of course not. Because that was the first question that I knew every single fucking person you told would ask you. Oh, so
you're Madison.
You're Maddie, daddy?
You're Maddie in the past?
Wait, so what? Like, it was Maddie, right?
Yeah, no. So Maddie and I, and also Madison and I, lived together for 2 years in West LA, and we had been friends for years. I forced her to be my friend. No, I mean, no, I, no, no, no. I know you guys like think I'm kidding. Literally forced. We were working together at Equinox. I'll make the story real quick.
If I ever do get married, this is the only story that you're going to tell.
Oh,
that's it.
Absolutely. working together at Equinox. She was behind, by the way, she had a full girlfriend for like 5 years and didn't fucking tell me about it this whole fucking time. Okay. And I'd be like super bubbly. Oh my God. Hey girl, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. And she'd be like, fine. Literally hated me. And I'd be like, I literally think I asked one day, I was like, yo, do you like me or not? Like, I don't mean like want to fuck me. I mean, do you like me as a person in general? Cause if not, I'll just fuck myself over here on the corner.
At that point, it was questionable. I can't lie. Yeah. It took me a minute for sure. To be like, what the fuck is with this bitch?
You guys are still taking a minute to warm up. I understand. Yeah. I know. I'm a lot. Yeah.
It'll take till like episode 10.
Yeah. So she was like, I think I asked her and she like didn't answer. She was like, huh?
Probably literally. Exactly.
Literally. And then like one day I said a joke and like she laughed at it. And I was like, fuck yeah. Like this bitch likes me. Like, oh my God. She finally laughed at one of my jokes. And then we like were forced to work together in this little box behind the desk at Equinox. And then we were working late nights until like 10:30. Still not fucking, guys. Still not fucking. I know. You think that that's where it went down.
Dude, how much of a fantasy is that?
I was just going to say, how hot would that be though?
Oh my God. Damn, dude.
Imagine if we did want to fuck each other behind the desk at Equinox, bro.
Missed opportunity.
There were so many hot rooms in that gym. First of all, Equinox is not a gym. It is a...
It's a resort.
It's a cult. Okay? Yeah. It's a goddamn cult. It is not... like a cutesy little 24-hour fitness. Like you go into an Equinox and it's like, what am I doing here? Like, are we working out? Are we eating? Are we going to the spa?
Are we going down the runway? Yeah. What?
I mean, the outfits. Anyway, so no, the answer is no. Madison and I have not fucked yet. Just kidding.
Please don't put that into the atmosphere. I cannot have that energy out. I can't fucking handle it.
So I know that it's impossible for most of you guys that have gay girlfriends to not fuck them.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, for sure. Well, because, yeah, I think that's also why we're asking this question, is because it feels like all the gay girls that we've gotten to know, yes, seem to have fucked every single one of their friends. And, like, it's all good. And they just, like, keep rolling. And I'm like, you've been inside me and, like, we're just going to go to fucking, like, Hugo's, you know? Like,
Hugo's? Nice.
That's the first thing that pops into my head.
No, dude, it's so true though, because it's like, especially like when you get into like the scene, I guess, like I hate to say scene.
Please don't.
I'm done. I'm not saying that word. When you meet new friends in a new city and the girls are all friends with each other and you go on a date with one girl and then the following week you match with another girl and you go to their Instagram, they're following each other. No question.
Yeah. Every single one of them.
Every single girl I've matched with on a dating app is all following every other girl I've matched with on a dating app. And at one point, and when it first started happening, I was like, yo, am I like the only gay girl in LA that just is outside of this massive circle and all of you guys have just hooked up with each other? And it's true. They'll come over And they'll hang out and they're like, oh yeah, I know so-and-so. I know so-and-so. I know so-and-so. I'm like, oh. And they also throw in there that they like happen to fuck. I'm like, and now you guys are at the so beach? Lucky. Like,
yeah, you're at the beach. Dude, no, 100%. I don't understand how, like, first of all, how the fuck you all know each other? Like, how does it even happen? Is there just like one bitch who like is the ringleader of this whole fucking thing?
There has to be, because I don't understand. And they give you a personal call and say, hey, I heard you moved to the city and I want you in my group. That's how it happens. I'm dead ass. I was dating a girl who wasn't even from here, by the way. Okay. Born and raised here. I have maybe like 5 gay friends at tops.
Yeah.
Okay. And she moved to the city, knows every single girl on planet Earth, not only in LA.
I think that's a problem.
Why?
Because that to me is just like you're looking for any and every sort of like bite-sized bit of validation and like comfort that you can find.
But playing devil's advocate, why doesn't that also mean that you could be social? Very social with all the gays.
No motherfucker is that social. And if you are, you've got probs.
Okay. All right. So I just want to know. I genuinely want, yeah, it's true. Like, I feel like I'm a pretty social person and I still don't know that many people. It could be because you guys are avoiding me. Understandably
true.
So.
True.
It could be that Maddie and I are just like living in La La Land and we think people are like, just don't forgot we exist.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're not hitting us up. But once they realize we exist, our DMs are going to be flooded. That's what we think.
I think we're just too hot. I think we're too powerful, to be honest. Like, God said, no, you can't have bitches, because if you did, you'd be all fucking mighty. You know what I mean?
Literally Halsey and Hunter. I'm done. I'm done. I was literally going to like say like some shit that I don't even know the bitch's name.
Say it.
What's the bitch's name?
Who?
Halsey's ex? Was it Ashley Benson?
Oh, no.
Who was it? Halsey dated a girl, right? Am I?
I don't know. I don't know.
Whatever. Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah. Everyone knows each other and it just feels like...
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. I really don't get it. I would love to have, like, any sort of understanding that... Yeah. And, okay, this was a point that you said earlier. This bitch isn't even from here. That's who all of them are. Mm. All the girls who run in this circle are motherfuckers who aren't even from here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? How?
Very true. Very true. You know, but you know what though? Thank God we have not fucked. Because you know what? It's so nice to just have a friend that understands like the reality of being like gay or bi or whatever. And like, it's completely out of the picture. Yeah. Like there's no feelings or emotions. It's like you're talking to a free therapist, because they're not telling you something. I mean, obviously they're friends. They like want, they're like, you know, biased toward you in that way, but they're not like pissed off when you're like, I'm going to go out with my friends. They're like, oh, good on you. Like have fun, you know? And it just makes things a lot less complicated. Like where every other girl on planet Earth seems to have had sex with each other.
That's the word, like complicated. Like, I don't understand, how are your lives not so fucking complicated?
They are, dude.
What's the need for that? Why?
Yeah. This girl came over one time. We went on a date and like, or we matched on an app and I was like, yo, come over, come hang out.
Classic. Literally, you should get that tattooed. Yo, come over.
I know. I like honestly should. So she comes and hangs, right? And we clearly did not hit it off. Like, she, first of all, her vibe when she came over was like, her profile looked pretty femme, and she came over and she was not femme at all. You know what I'm talking about? And
my fave.
Right. Yeah. Which was fine. Like, either way, whatever. But like, we just didn't vibe.
Yeah.
And she leaves at the end of the night. And mind you, the whole time she's talking about a friend of hers. You know when, like, you're on a date with someone and they're talking about their ex the whole time?
Yeah.
It felt like that, but she kept referring to her as her friend.
Okay.
I'm like, but you guys are fucking.
Yeah.
Like, stop saying she's your friend.
Right.
And she's like, I just, my friend this, my friend that. I really need to work things out with my friend. My friend hooked up with my other friend. And then it turned into, like, at the end of the night, she's leaving. And I'm pretty drunk at this point. And she's like, I just, like, I, and then I go, I go, I think we're on the same page. She's like, yeah, bro, I think we're on the same page.
Oh, she hit you with a bro?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Or maybe I said bro. I don't know. The word bro was in there. And she's like, I just really need to work things out with my friend. And I go, yeah, bet. Like, work it out. Like, I'm not hurt at all.
Did
like,
you ask her about this?
No, like, I didn't ask. I didn't ask. I didn't ask. Why was this
even a topic of conversation?
Because we weren't making out at the end of the night. So it was like, not okay. I don't know. It was like a weird thing. Like, normally you go on a date with someone and you can just like bounce and you're like, okay, bye. But like, she felt the need to explain maybe. And I'm like, no, I'm not offended that you're not kissing me. I literally like half-assed the date the whole time because I realized that we just didn't have it. You know, it just feels like the complication. And then the friend is obviously going to find out that she went on a date with me because I saw her name popping up on the phone the whole goddamn night. And I was like, dude, and then
why was she even here?
Beats me. Beats me.
Oh my God.
So anyway, yeah. Thank God for our friendship.
Yeah.
I hope you guys have a lesbian friend that is like truly just your friend. Yeah. And if not, we'll be your friend. And we won't fuck you because we're gonna have like the typical lesbian long distance relationship.
Yeah.
That's what we're gonna do. You're gonna DM, we'll DM back.
Yeah.
And we'll just be friends.
Look at her forcing you to be friends with us.
Oh,
it runs. Oh! It's a pattern.
Yet my list is about 10.
That is called a callback.
Oh,
ladies
yeah.
and gentlemen.
Callback, baby. Yeah. I guess happy friendship, happy gay relationships where it's not complicated.
Yeah.
Good on you. Next week, we're going to talk about being friends with benefits, official but not official.
Oh.
And if that works or not. And the answer, you'll have to wait and see, but I think you already know the answer.
It's no.
It's no. Okay. See you guys next time.
Bye.